EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, possible thunderstorms in the upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, rain and snow, lower 30s. Accumulations of less than a half inch. We'll see wind gusts at 40. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, breezy, temperatures in the lower 50s. Tomorrow night, clear, and Friday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 36.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA requesting public input on a climate-smart agriculture and forestry strategy. That request follows President Biden's executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad. The executive order states that America's farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners have an important role to play in combating the climate crisis and directs Ag Secretary Vilsack to solicit input from stakeholders as USDA develops a climate-smart agriculture and forestry approach. Vilsack said, "We want your ideas on how to position the ag and forestry sectors to be leaders on climate-smart practices to mitigate climate change." The request was published in the Federal Register notice, which will be available for public input until April 30th. It's available online through the Federal Register. The notice seeks information on four topics: climate-smart agriculture and forestry, biofuels, bioproducts, and renewable energy, as well as catastrophic wildfire and meeting the needs of disadvantaged communities through USDA's climate strategy. USDA is investing $28 million in six new wetland reserve enhancement partnership projects and four ongoing ones. The investments enable conservation partners and producers to work together to return critical wetland functions to ag landscapes. Partners contribute $2.82 million, bringing a total investment to $30.82 million. Terry Crosby, acting chief of USDA's NRCS, says wetlands have a tremendous benefit, ranging from cleaner water to flood prevention to enhancing wildlife habitat to sequestering carbon. Since 2014, similar projects across 11 states have resulted in 136 closed wetland easements and wetland easements pending closures, protecting more than 27,400 acres. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For Mid-American Network News, I'm Tommy Castor. Republicans have advanced a proposal that would ban transgender students from girls and women's sports in Kansas schools and colleges. Supporters are confident they'll overcome arguments that there's no need for such a measure. The State Senate Education Committee approved the bill on a voice vote after a brief debate Tuesday, sending it to the full Senate, where GOP leaders have identified the measure as a priority. Republicans in Congress and more than 20 state legislatures are pushing for similar bans. Supporters largely haven't been able to cite examples of transgender students' participations causing problems, but argue they're promoting fairness in sports. A judge has granted a new trial for a man serving a 12-year sentence in a rape case, finding that his trial attorney failed to review hundreds of text messages from his accuser, whom he met at a popular bar near the University of Kansas campus. The Lawrence Journal World reports that Douglas County Judge Sally Polnoy says Tuesday that she will soon order Albert Wilson transferred from a prison in Hutchinson back to the Douglas County Jail for a new bond hearing in the setting of a new trial. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Tommy Castor.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
For Mid-America Network News, I'm Tommy Castor. A mixed bag of weather today for different parts of the states. Thunder will continue to rumble at times this afternoon, along with the cold wind-driven rain for parts of central and south-central Kansas. Heavy, wet, blowing snow will end later today across southwest Kansas, but not before several inches fall. Winds will gust near 50 miles per hour across the state through this afternoon, and much colder today. A blizzard warning remains in effect for parts of extreme southwest Kansas. In other news, a Republican proposal to require all Kansas public schools to offer every student full in-person classes by March 26th has failed in the state house. Some lawmakers have complained it would take too much power away from local school boards. The GOP-controlled House's 69-55 vote against the measure Tuesday showed that some Republicans had misgivings. The bill would have overridden a few local school districts' decisions to wait longer because of the coronavirus pandemic. Senate President Ty Masterson pushed for the mandate, and his GOP-controlled chamber approved it earlier this month with no Democratic support. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly was skeptical of it. Those are today's headlines for Mid-America Network News. I'm Tommy Castor.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Casinos in the state won't have to close during county fairs or the Nebraska State Fair under a bill advanced by state lawmakers. Senators gave first-round approval to a measure yesterday that would add casinos to the list of allowable gambling activities during fairs. State law already allows wagering on horse races, bingo games, raffles, and the sale of pickle cards during fairs, but not casino gambling. The issue became relevant after voters approved a ballot measure last year to allow casinos at state-licensed horse racing tracks. State prison officials say an inmate at the Nebraska State Penitentiary. Your Wednesday Nebraska news headlines here on the Mid-America Network.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Big news on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Blue Valley Technologies has been selected as recipient of four grants to help deploy fiber optic broadband to the southern section of Blue Rapids, rural areas east of Winifred and north of Frankfort, and the community of Bern. Kansas Department of Commerce issued 480 grants to ensure all Kansans have the opportunity to live, work, learn, and compete in a global economy by improving universal access to quality, affordable, and reliable broadband. $5 million has been awarded to Kansas broadband companies, resulting in projects exceeding $10 million. The need to deploy fiber to these areas was validated by numerous letters of support written by community members and business leaders. Blue Valley Technologies Chief Executive Officer Candace Wright said, "I cannot begin to describe how excited Blue Valley Technologies is to provide robust broadband internet to underserved and unserved friends and neighbors. We've known for a long time there are areas that have been overlooked, but the pandemic truly brought these areas to light. This grant will not only change Blue Valley Technologies' footprint, but it will also change the lives of those once living outside it." Chief Operations Officer John Smith adding, "We already have engineers working on the plans and getting our processes in place. Our plan is to start putting our fiber in the ground by early summer." Blue Valley Technologies will be working to complete the entire project by spring 2022. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. He commented on the basis for a constitutional amendment that he has proposed limiting executive power without legislative oversight.
So I was surprised to learn, and perhaps some of your listeners will remember this. I didn't remember it. I was surprised to learn that prior to the 1980s, Kansas had what was called a legislative veto law on the books. And the idea was that so many rules and requirements are adopted not by the legislature directly, people's elected representatives, but by agencies.
Derek Schmidt went on to outline the process for a constitutional amendment.
Well, of course, first it has to be introduced in the legislature. That's happened. Then the legislature will consider whether to advance it and put it on the ballot for a public vote. That would require a two-thirds majority of the legislature in each house, the House and Senate. So it's a high bar, a big lift, and that effort is just underway. So we'll see how it unfolds.
Pamela S. Oldie, age 50 of Lynn, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Pamela Oldie. Walter W. Lang, age 92, of Blue Springs, passed away Friday. Memorial service Thursday, 10:30 at the Laughlinovitt Funeral Home in Wymore. Interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 8. Laughlin of a funeral home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Walter Lang. Dwayne J. Heenick, age 89, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 of the church. Burial of a church cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements with visitation Thursday, 10 until 5. Fern M. Obermeyer, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Fern Obermeyer.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March, with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Prom season will be here before you know it. Prom tux fittings will be held at Fashion Direct, Valley Vets Blind, Marysville, Tuesday and Wednesday, March 16th and 17th, 4 until 7 p.m. Enjoy free pizza and pop. Enter to win one of many discount prizes. Drawings toward a tux rental. Prom tux fitting, Tuesday and Wednesday, March 16th and 17th, 4 until 7 p.m. at Fashion Direct, Valley Vets Blind in Marysville.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have another low-pressure system that'll be moving across the central parts of the Midwest into the southern, southeastern parts of the United States, bringing showers and thunderstorms, especially the Gulf Coast, as we're going to see severe weather outbreak as we head into later this afternoon and evening. Otherwise, across the upper parts of the Midwest, upper-level systems still bringing a little bit of some scattered snow showers that will continue to push off towards the east. In our area, we're going to see rain showers, thunderstorms, and on the cold side of the system, we'll see a little bit of some rain and snow as we head into late tonight, continuing into early tomorrow before the system moves out. Dry weather by Friday. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain breezy, highs at 47. Tonight, rain and snow, cloudy lower 30s, wind gust at 40. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, breezy, lower 50s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville has the largest selection of greeting cards in the area. No matter the occasion, no matter the distance, the perfect card will brighten your loved one's day. Browse individual cards for an extra personal touch, or pick up a box set so you are ready for any occasion. Shower people with love and affection through the magic of cards from Reflections Hallmark.
Average high temperature, mid-March 57, record high in the state 84. The average low 31, the record low is 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:35. Sunset this evening, 7:36.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Some of the ways we celebrate St. Patrick's Day in America are not really Irish at all. One example today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 17th, the 76th day of the year. Actor Gary Sinise and musician John Sebastian share a birthday, and we celebrate all things Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Corned beef and cabbage is a staple for most celebrations today, but we were surprised to learn that it's not a traditional Irish dish at all. For most of its history, Ireland was not a beef-eating culture. Bacon and ham were the predominant meat staples. It was Irish immigrants in America who picked up the kosher corned beef habit from neighboring Jewish families, and it quickly became a standard for a cheap but filling meal. Oh, by the way, there is no corn in corned beef. It's named after salt crystals used in the curing process, said to be the size of corn kernels. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to deals that will keep running back Darrell Williams, defensive end Taco Charlton, and guard Andrew Wiley at the club. That announcement made by the team yesterday. Williams filled in during the 2020 season as Damian Williams opted out due to COVID-19 pandemic, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire was sidelined with an injury. The LSU product saw his role expand throughout the year, even with the addition of Le'Veon Bell to the backfield. The Chiefs also reached a one-year deal with defensive end Charlton. In 1 year with the Chiefs, he collected 2 sacks and a forced fumble in 7 games. Wiley is reportedly returning to the Chiefs as they continue to build up their offensive line. He filled in for several positions last season as injuries plagued the offensive line. Kansas City Royals in action on Tuesday. They took a fall to the Seattle Mariners 13-0. They're back in action today, squaring off with the Oakland A's 3:05 first pitch. Mid-America Network Sports.
Oglaw Livestock Special Stocker and Feeder Sale for Thursday, March the 18th. We're expecting over 3,500 head. Start time, 9 o'clock mountain, 10 o'clock loads and part loads. Schuster Ranch, 535 Angus, Black Whiteface, Arrow 1 Angus Sire, Steers, Heifers, 5.5 to 775. Tim and Tyler Fear, 470 Angus and Sim Angus, Cross, Steers, Heifers, 6.5 to 8.5. heifers are replacement quality. Mill Iron 7 Ranch, 130 Angus, Angus Cross, steers, heifers, 4.5 to 6.25. Willard and Jesse Crumrine, 120 Angus, black whiteface, steers, heifers, 6 to 7.5. Jared Fickner, 101 Angus, steers, heifers, 6.5 to 8. And Morgan and Peterson, 100 Angus, heifers, 5.5 to 6.25. View all of our value consignments at OglawLive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Thursday, March the 18th, over 3,500 head, stockers, feeders, Oglaw Livestock.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
One other Chiefs note to pass along, the Kansas City Chiefs and running back Damian Williams have parted ways, according to the club. Williams opted out of the 2020 season due to the COVID-19 pandemic, making way for rookie Clyde Edwards-Helaire to become the starting running back. He was a vital part in the 2020 postseason, which saw the Chiefs win their first Super Bowl in 50 years. In 2 years with KC, Williams rushed for 754 yards and 9 regular season rushing touchdowns. In 2 postseasons, the former Oklahoma Sooner made his way into the end zone 6 times on the ground and 4 times through the air. The AP's released its men's All-America team and its dominated...
Twin Valley League All-League teams announced, with the girls' first team, including Valley Heights, Emma Youngerberg, Emma Torber, and Kat Torber, Avery Dieters of Centralia, Shea Wirtz, Clifton Clyde, Chloe Clevenger, Donovan West, Mariah Brockstrom of Frankfurt, Keegan Atkins, Hanover, Alyssa Curran, Washington County, and Kenzie Strothman of Wetmore. Second team honors to Frankfurt's Casey Shirley and Aubrey Rose, Wetmore's Reagan Osterhaus and Alyssa Bloom, Brianna Young of Blue Valley, Avery Weathersby of Donovan West, Avery Behrens of Hanover, Sophia Bott of Lynn, Kenzie Swartz from Onega, and Maddie Vermitten of Valley Heights. Donovan West won the TVL girls title this year, finishing 20-4 overall, 11-1 in the league, 2-1 in the state 1A D1 division, with Valley Heights second at 21-2, 11-1 in the league, going 2-1 in state 2A. Frankfurt finishes third, 17-4, 9-2, while Hanover's fourth at 13-7, 9-5. Boys' first team honors include Clifton Clyde's Wyatt Lang and Hayden Rudolph, Isaac Dithweiler of Axtell, Rafe Osterhaus, Centralia, Leif Blevins, Donovan West, Gavin Corneliuson of Frankfurt, Emma Juniman of Hanover, Jarrett Norris of Troy, Cameron Beardsley, Valley Heights, and Kobe Hoover of Washington County. Second team includes Frankfurt Samuel Gross and Aiden Gerstner, Hanover's Jacob Juniman and Blake Koenig, Jeremiah Duncan of Blue Valley, Presley Bowers of Centralia, Jarek Wacky of Clifton Clyde, Trent Byer of Lynn, Braden Henry of Wetmore, and Drew Berman, Washington County. Hanover boys won the TVL at 22-1, 14-1, and claimed the state 1A D2 championship. Clifton Clyde was second at 17-3, 10-1, going 1-1 in 1A Division 1. Frankfurt finished third in the TVL, 17-4, 9-2.
Play ball!
Marshall County Sports and Recreation reminds you it's the last week to sign kids up for baseball and softball. Deadline is Friday. After that, there will be a late fee of $10, and after April 2nd, there will be no more sign-ups. Forms are available now on marshallcosports.com. You can drop them off anytime through the mail slot at 708 Broadway in Marysville.
Brighten your dinner plate and vegetable garden while improving your health with purple beets, carrots, blueberries, and more. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Purple foods contain the anthocyanins that promote eye and heart health, fight cancer cells, and more. The purple pigment contains flavonoids that can help decrease blood pressure, reduce inflammation, and improve circulation. Not only are they tasty and nutritious, but uniquely colored vegetables might be a fun way to get everyone to eat their vegetables. Purple potatoes may be new to you, but they've been around for centuries. Plus, the purple varieties have 4 times the antioxidant power of their less colorful counterparts. Purple carrots are a fun way to dress up the relish tray and salads. Plus, they're high in both anthocyanins and vitamin A carotenoids, 2 powerful antioxidants. And they may also help manage weight, control glucose, and reduce the risk of diabetes. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today we welcome our listeners in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas on 92.3 KSAR. Folks there may know of a town called Powhatan, a once thriving city, now mostly a ghost town. However, its buildings have been preserved and the stories of its glory days still abound. We head to the place where the Delta meets the Ozarks on this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. As Steve Saunders explains, Powhatan, Arkansas was once a very important city in a very large county.
Lawrence County was formed January the 15th, 1815. And so it was most of North Arkansas and a pretty good chunk of southern Missouri, about 35 miles into Missouri.
29 counties in Arkansas and 13 in Missouri were eventually carved from that one huge county. Steamboats traveled to this inland town on the Black River during the Civil War. Those boats hauled troops for both sides.
It was mentioned several times at the end of the war that when they got to Powhatan, the place was deserted. It wasn't really deserted. It's just that they knew that the troops were coming, and they gathered all the chickens and the cattle and the grain and all their food, you know, and they took it out into the county somewhere and hid it.
In 1888, a courthouse was built here. It still stands.
The brick from this building was actually fired right here in town. Back in those days, you didn't order brick from somewhere and have it shipped in. You ordered the brickmaker, and he came in and found a source of clay.
500 people once lived in town.
In the 2000 census, there were only 50 people in Powhatan. So what happened to it? Well, remember, we said this was a steamboat town. And in 1884, the railroad went through, but it didn't come through Powhatan.
The rails went through Black Rock, although Powhatan remained the county seat until the 1960s. Today, the town is a state historic site, a great place to see where steamboats landed at the point where the Delta meets the Ozarks. Traveling the countryside in Powhatan, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction for the estate of Levon Gurmeron Saturday, March 20th, beginning at noon at the farm 2853 Victory Road east of Hollenburg, selling 200 acres in Franklin Township, 71 acres cropland in two fields, 110 acres pasture with the balance hayland, waterways, timber, and farmstead. There are three ponds. At the farmstead, there's a 1.5-story home occupied until recently, older outbuildings. There are water wells and electric service at both the farmstead and near the South Road. Farm again located east of Hollenburg at the intersection of 29th and Victory Road. Sale begins at noon for the land, as well as selling an acreage in Hollenburg and a 4-bedroom home. Beginning at 10 a.m., they will sell iron, old farm machinery and vehicles, primitives, antiques, and some household items. Auction Saturday, March 20th at 2853 Victory Road east of Hollenburg. For additional details, go online to BachRealtyAuction.com. Raymond Bach Realty and Auction will be the broker and auctioneer.
If you have a lot of trees on your land, use them as living fence posts. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It saves you time and money over digging, setting, and maintaining a regular fence post as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Using trees as living fence posts saves you time and money when putting up a fence. A disadvantage is you don't get to pick where the post should go, and you can't be obsessed with straight lines. Brett McLeod is a forestry professor, author, and homesteader in upstate New York. He says to minimize tree damage, do not staple fencing material directly on the trunk. Over time, as the trees build on their layers, the staples and the fence wire will become ingrown. There are ways to prevent this from happening.
One method for living fence posts is to take a pressure-treated board and attach that to the tree. There's certain types of hardware. I recommend plastic-coated deck screws because they won't harm the tree. And then add your fence hardware to that board that you've attached to the tree. And what that does is it allows the tree to grow against the board without consuming all that hardware over time.
You don't have to have big trees to make living fence posts. McLeod says a trimming technique known as pollarding keeps them a uniform size.
Pollarding can be either creating a single stem or multiple stems where you have a knob that forms over time by continually pruning the tree back. So you're essentially keeping the tree in a juvenile stage, even though the tree itself is a whole organism, root system and all, it can be much, much older. There's examples of pollarded fence posts that are 6 feet tall, but the trees themselves are 100 years old.
If your living fence posts aren't pollarded to be short and stout, you do run the risk of the fence being damaged by falling branches. Reduce the chance of this happening by pruning out all dead and dying limbs before putting up the fence. Find more tips for using your trees as living fence posts at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a farm auction for the Elton Steinlogge Estate Saturday, March 20th. Sale begins at 10:30 southeast of Seneca near Corning, Kansas. Tractors include a John Deere 7510 front wheel assist, John Deere 4020D with a Quaker K5 loader. Trucks and tractors include a 2017 Dodge Ram 2500 4x4 gas with fifth wheel, 1999 Ford F-250 4x4, 149,000 miles, a 2005 Titan 7x20 stock trailer, 2005 Titan 7x25 flatbed. Machinery will include a round baler, self-propelled swather, a mower, manure spreader, a disc, grinder mixer, drill, and other miscellaneous. Livestock equipment, plus miscellaneous and household, including horse-drawn machinery, 5 300-gallon fuel barrels with stands, washer and dryer, chest freezer, Red Wing Crocs, and other miscellaneous. This farm auction for the Elton Steinlogge Estate, Saturday, March 20th, begins at 10:30 at 1004 M4 Road at Corning. Wilhelm Auction Service, Dale Wilhelm, Danny Dieters will conduct the sale.
Suffering and shame, and
attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old.
Been one of my favorite times of year. Beyond being able to spend more time outside enjoying God's creation, I like to think of it as a new season to give back to my community. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. One of my favorite Bible verses says, "It's more blessed to give than to receive." It's easy to get caught up in the idea that your generosity needs to be extraordinary in order for it to make an impact. But God loves a cheerful giver. Start with the small things like volunteering once a month at a local homeless shelter, maybe giving a portion of your generosity budget to a new charity, or volunteer for a program at church. Giving doesn't only count if it's extraordinary. In fact, it's often the little acts of kindness that go the furthest. Embrace the new season and find ways, big or small, to live more generously. By doing so, you'll have a life filled with more meaning and gratitude.
The Earth Day movement is advocating a global shift to regenerative agriculture. That's next on Farm to Fork. Make this the planting season you do away with talc and graphite as your seed lubricant solution in the planter box. Switch to the 100% soy-based product called Dust. Made by an Iowa company called Low Mutac, Dust is cleaner, safer to use, and farmer-proven in the field. Look for your local dealer. Visit lowmutech.com. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Did you know there are laws that protect the health and safety rights of agriculture workers? And if you or a loved one is dealing with coronavirus, your rights may include required details about your job and pay, payment at the proper rate for every hour you work, safe transportation, and safe and clean housing. For more information and free help, call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit worker.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
The people behind Earth Day have latched onto the idea of regenerative agriculture. The group's food and environment director, Jillian Seaman, says regenerative farming practices have demonstrated that farmers can improve the environment and still have productive crops.
Not only are we seeing more crops that are healthier, what we're seeing is our crops being more resistant to drought and stress factors. By working with nature, regenerative agriculture really does have the power to reverse climate change by not only increasing biodiversity, but by also restoring soils that have been degraded by years of industrial farming.
Seaman says the past year of COVID-19 has drawn interest both to and from regenerative agriculture topics.
You have thousands of people in lines at food banks that have run out of food, focusing on regenerative practices and bringing those into the communities. You know, it's kind of hard to have that discussion when people don't have the food on the table. But if we were able to regenerate our lands and our food in a way that would increase our yield production, I think that would change the trajectory of those conversations.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
And-
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic over the last year has really caused some challenges, obviously, for many businesses and individuals across the nation. And with that, as many Americans have also faced the long procrastinating task of writing and rewriting their wills with concern of potentially gaining the virus. But millions of Americans have yet to do so. Estate planning is critical for family farms, especially as they lay the groundwork for succession to the next generation. AARP of Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskel says it's best not to put off starting your estate planning.
The last thing farmers want is their family fighting for their assets they leave behind. It's critical you have a plan in place, and knowing how the farm will be successful in the future will give you peace of mind. Having a plan in place will ease any unsuspected burdens on your family and make the transition to the next generation easier.
At the same time, springtime also means tax season, and the AARP has developed a list of 10 things to know about your 2020 tax returns.
First, the IRS takes deadlines and penalties seriously. Don't procrastinate when it comes to them. Also, there's a chance to claim you're missing stimulus checks, and they aren't taxable, but unemployment checks are. Those 65 and older get a bigger standard deduction this year, and you can use a special tax form. Additionally, if itemizing deductions, the medical deduction income threshold of 7.5% is now permanent, and you don't have to itemize your taxes to claim charitable donations. Also, there's changes to Social Security taxes. Be sure to talk with a financial advisor about your specific situation.
They say they also offer free tax aid.
AARP Foundation's Tax Aid Program is the largest free, volunteer-based tax assistance and preparation program in the United States. Tax aid sites are currently open for the tax season. This year, tax assistance is available by appointment only. You can get to AARP Tax Aid Services website by visiting taxaid.aarpfoundation.org.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Kidneys on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Ag News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A planting intentions survey across 29 states suggests higher commodity prices contributing to farmers planting more corn and soybeans this year. Allendale released their report yesterday suggesting farmers will plant 92.8 million acres of corn this year, up 2 million from 2020. The company expects 90.3 million acres of soybeans to be planted, which is a 7.2 million acre increase. Chief strategist for Allendale, Rich Nelson, said they're drawing in acres that have not been in production in recent years. In other words, the high prices encouraging some type of production increase. However, in terms of the farm balance sheet, he said the numbers don't change the general situation that dramatically. The grain marketing firm estimates wheat acreage at 46.4 million acres, up 2.1 million over last year. All expectations slightly higher than USDA's Ag Outlook Forum prediction. The department released its prospective planting report on March 31st. House Democratic leaders teeing up a debate this week on a bill to block the massive across-the-board spending cuts as a result of the newly enacted $1.9 trillion economic stimulus package. Congress has to act to waive the PAYGO rules that would require the budget sequestration reductions that would hit farm bill programs as well as many other areas of government. Getting the bill through the House shouldn't be a problem, but the measure will need at least 10 Republican votes to pass the Senate. Democrat leaders are likely to have to insert the waiver in a must-pass bill, as it was done after the 2017 tax bill. And New Mexico Representative Deb Hyland, confirmed as the Interior Secretary by the Senate yesterday, a 51-40 vote for Republicans, joining 47 Democrats supporting her nomination. She is the first Native American in a cabinet post. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Ear tagging is a common form of livestock identification. Learn how to do it right to prevent infection or the tag from falling out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Is a common form of identification for livestock. Putting a tag in an animal's ear isn't much different than a human getting their ears pierced. It should be done properly to make sure the tag stays in place and avoid problems such as ear infections. Paul Beck is an extension livestock specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says there are different types of tags and applicators, so it's important that you're familiar with the equipment.
If you have the wrong applicator for the type of tag you use, you know, many times that pin will not push it all the way through the tag. It'll push the metal piece of that pin through the sidewall of the tag pin, and then it doesn't work and it won't stay. And so you need to be sure you've got the same brand and same type of tag applicator as you do the tag you're using.
Have the animals secured in such a way that they can't toss their head around. Use a disinfectant on the tagging equipment as well as the tagging site in the ear. Beck says for a permanent ID in cattle, there is a specific spot where the tag should go.
You really want to put that tag in about the middle third of the ear and about halfway up the ear between the cartilage ribs. It makes it harder for that tag to get caught on something and ripped out.
Be aware of any implants in the ear. You might have to move the implant to suit the tag placement or slightly alter where you attach the tag. If you're using fly tags, consider putting them on the back side of the ear to prevent covering up the ID tag on the front side. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about tagging livestock at agriculture.com.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. A lot of red on the board. We did see livestock kind of rebound a little bit back into the green, which is good news. But the rest of the grain and soybeans still struggling for the most part. May corn right now is still up 1.5 to 5.55¾. The July corn is down 3/4 to 5.41 even. Over on the wheat side, we do see red here with the wheat. KC wheat for May is down 6¾ to 6.01½. The July is currently down 6.5 to 6.06 even. So maybe they'll rebound by the end of trading today. But right now they are been staying pretty consistent. On the soybean side, we still see red across the board here for the most part. May soybeans are down 7¼ to 14.16 even. July soybeans are down 8¼. To 14.05½. The August, they're down 8 points right now to 13.63¾. On the meal side, we see mostly red here as well. May soybean meal is down 1.80 to 4.04¾. The July down 2.10 to 4.03¾. In the oil, they were doing decent yesterday with some green today. Kind of a different story and lost all the gains that they saw at the end of trading on a Tuesday. May soybean oil right now down 47 cents to 54.62. July's down 43 cents to 52.92. In the livestock, as we mentioned, we are seeing some rebound there and some green on the board with April live cattle up 52 cents to 118.72. The feeder cattle for March up 1/4 to 136.82. And the lean hogs for April currently up 1/2 to 93.40. Over in the cotton, we do see a little bit of red popping up here after starting off green for most of them. May cotton down 41 cents to 86.51. July's down 38 cents to 87.53. So maybe that'll come back up by the end of trading today. Real quick look in your energy market. We are seeing red across the board right now. April crude oil is down 118 to 63.62. Unleaded gas for April is down 6 pennies to 203. And natural gas is down 3 cents to $2.52. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
On your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
Farmers, if the commodity markets have you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our middle genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting needs. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my song, Prairie Fire.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive. good prairie fire.
Seven decades of country music history. Classic Country, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.